Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about OpenAI's new audio models. Buckle up, folks. This is exciting stuff. New audio models from OpenAI, huh? Color me intrigued. What's the big deal? Well, they've launched new text-to-speech and speech-to-text models, GPT-4o Mini TTS, GPT-4o Transcribe, and GPT-4o Mini Transcribe. Big potential. But now...
T-R-E.
There's this pesky issue of accidental or even malicious instruction following.
Uh-oh, so like the models might misinterpret parts of the text as instructions instead of just, you know, the text it's supposed to process?
Exactly. The article gives an example using the GPT-4o Mini TTS model, where stage directions like "whisper this bit" are sometimes followed correctly, but sometimes the model says "whisper aloud" without actually whispering.
That sounds problematic, especially if you're trying to create immersive audio experiences. Is this only an issue with the text-to-speech model?
Unfortunately, no. The author raises concerns about the speech-to-text models too. They worry about spoken content that sounds like an instruction being omitted from the transcript.
I get it. It's kind of like prompt injection, but for audio.
Precisely. And while OpenAI claims to have addressed this with additional training, they admit it's much better, not perfect, which, let's be honest, isn't exactly reassuring.
I see. It sounds like a trade-off then. These models are powerful, but this instruction following thing is a real limitation. Is there any information on pricing?
Yes. GPT-4o Mini TTS is about 1.5 cents per minute, while GPT-4o Transcribe and GPT-4o Mini Transcribe are 0.6 and 0.3 cents per minute, respectively.
Interesting. So, what's the overall takeaway here?
The author expresses skepticism. They believe these new audio models, while impressive, still carry a significant risk due to this mixing of data and instructions. They predict we'll see demonstrations of these flaws pretty soon.
It definitely sounds like something to watch out for. This potential for misinterpretation could have serious implications for sensitive applications. I guess we'll have to see how things play out.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye!